I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
This is the podcast that nobody cares about. Full of news that nobody gives a crap about. This is the
Who Cares
News for Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. And now, here's your host, Ben Kemp and Morgan. Happy Wednesday and good morning.
Good. It comes out of nowhere, don't they? Good morning.
What? Yawning?
Yawning. Yeah. I wasn't expecting
that. And it's contagious, so stop it. Yes, get it over here, I'll catch the damn yawn thing, and that'll be the end of it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now. So I've been talking all morning about going and hanging out with the insane Daryl Wayne tonight, who is a very cool cat. Daryl, this is the coolest thing about this radio station. I've got to meet some of the coolest radio people.
Hey, he hasn't asked me to come hang out, so
You probably could. There's going to be a bunch of us there. We call ourselves the Knuckleheads, and we'll be on KTHO in Lake Tahoe tonight, and another station in Albuquerque.
John has a play date tonight.
I have a play date. Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to talk about Boss Boss Radio, so that's cool. You know, now that Daryl, the insane Daryl Wayne, is a boss jock, he wants to talk about that too. So
sure, great.
Hang out. All right, and I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, if you dare, or if you care. Speaking of which, it's time for the Who Cares news.
Speaking of not caring, right?
Right, what's going on?
Well, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have settled their divorce.
Oh, well, that's good. That was quick.
Because we're not going to talk about any of the nasty little particulars.
The nasties.
Because, it's a he said, she said, not going there. But in a joint statement, the couple said, our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love.
Well, of course.
Neither party has made false accusations for financial gains.
Not false.
Right.
I think false is the key word in that statement. They weren't false.
There is never an intent of physical or emotional harm.
No intent either. That's the other word.
There's false never and intent. So the couple settled 2 days after Amber's deposition in the case.
Yeah.
And Johnny will pay Amber $7 million.
Actually, I think he got off light.
He did. Yeah. And here's the kicker. She will donate that money to charity.
Why then does he have to pay her? Why can't he just donate that money in her name? That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Does she have to donate it?
I don't know. I would think that when they came up with this agreement. Now, I'm pretty sure this agreement's got to be signed off by a judge somewhere here in California. But
Amber's also filed to have a restraining order against Johnny dismissed and without prejudice.
What does that mean?
That means she can't refile the domestic abuse claims at a future date.
Yes, but she can write a book. She can probably write a tell-all
book. She can write a book.
I saw that video on TMZ. I'm sorry, you can edit it every which way till Thursday. But the amount of expletives that were coming out of Johnny Depp's mouth, and it was definitely him, and the fact that you could hear glass breaking all over the place and him slamming doors and crap. Come on.
Well, true.
Edit or not.
You don't know what happened before that recorder was turned on.
Yeah, but I doubt she threw things at him. Wait for the book and then the movie.
Right.
Thomas Gibson, like Charlie Sheen, isn't taking being fired from his hit show Criminal Minds lightly. In fact, a team of lawyers are working up a big old lawsuit right now against the producers as we speak.
Oh,
Thomas, of course, was fired, as we will recall from the last 2 days of news, for kicking a producer over some creative issues. But he's had other issues over the 11 seasons with cast and crew, including shoving one producer one time for safety's sake. Maybe he was shoving him out of the way of a studio.
Out of the way of his
out of a studio messenger bike. You know, because those guys, they ride crazy with a little basket on the front with the mail. They love
And you got to watch out for the golf carts.
And the golf carts, too.
Craft services.
Out of the way! I got to save you!
Maybe that was it.
The show, of course, has had its share of ups and downs, like when, remember, Mandy Patinkin quit for no reason at all. He just didn't show up one season.
I know, that was weird.
Yeah, he eventually said that he just couldn't handle the stress and the depressing story matter. I could see that. It's kind of like being married to your job when you're a psychiatrist, because the show is pretty depressing.
Intense.
Yeah, Shemar Moore quit last year, alluding to conflicts from Thomas Gibson by posting a video on Instagram saying, I believe in karma. Treat people how you expect them to treat you, But just know that you're not better than anybody.
So will he be back now that Thomas Gibson's gone?
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, how many more years is this show going to be on?
I like it.
I get sucked in every time I go by and I'm going, oh, no. There's an hour I've lost.
Yep.
No.
If I start, then I'm hooked and I'm binge watching at that point. If I don't turn it on,
yep.
I'm okay. It's like popcorn. I don't want popcorn, but I have eaten a little bit of popcorn. I eat the whole bag.
If you were Olivia Pope, that's all you would eat.
That's true.
And a bottle of wine every night. So that's how it goes.
Worse things.
Yep.
Well, last week, Kanye surpassed both Michael Jackson and Frankie Valli for having the most top 40 hits on the charts.
What?
I know.
Seriously?
I don't understand it.
Wow. Wow. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
And I'm in the kind of in the music business here.
And I'm still not sold. The revelation came earlier this week when one of Paris Jackson's Instagram followers threw shade on Yeezy, posting, "Screw Kanye for knocking Michael off the chart for the most 40 hits."
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, anything can be done about that.
Right. He went on to say, if Michael was still here, he would have passed Kanye.
Sure, he would have. Yeah. Let's see. The last hit song that Michael Jackson had was like in, what, the mid-90s?
Well, Paris quickly defended Kanye.
That was part of the problem with his later decades here. Yeah, he couldn't
Paris
get a hit song.
Paris stated it's all about the music, and then if someone breaks a record, to be happy for them, even if it is Kanye. Paris also said that Michael even liked Kanye's music.
I find that hard to believe.
And even introduced it to her personally.
I think she's lying. I think she's lying. I don't know.
What is it?
Kanye's music. Okay, now, please don't be offended if you like Kanye West. I can't think of anybody who's listening to our show that is a big Kanye West fan. But if you are, disclaimer, apologies up front, and send your cards and letters to Morgan in care of the
Who
Cares News. Anyway, is that
send
music?
It to me.
Is that music? He gets up on stage and he, you know, he bounces a little bit, and there's a little bit of a beat in the background. Boom, 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 and then all he does is rap. Is rap music?
Goodness.
It's spoken word. I've just pissed off everybody in the world.
Now you're ranting.
I'm ranting.
Now you're Kanye-ing.
I'm Kanye-ing. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani spent some time together at his ranch in Oklahoma this week. She had her crew from her tour. They had a day off, so they stopped off at the ranch. She also had her boys with her sons. And they did lots of Snapchatting with the kids frolicking. Even Gwen's two-year-old son, Apollo, snapped in the driver's seat of Blake's big John Deere tractor.
Was that Snapchat Ranch? Is that what you called
Snapchat
it?
Snapchat Ranch, yeah. Snapchat Ranch. In the latest news, though, some off-color and perhaps racist tweets from Blake's days before The Voice have resurfaced and has sent the show's producers into damage control. Now, imagine, we talked about Olivia Pope a minute ago. Imagine Olivia Pope walking into like E! Entertainment and threatening to cut off media access to not only the hit show, but all NBC shows drop the tweets. Right now.
Right now.
This minute.
Yep.
You'll never see us again.
You'll never work in this town again.
We're not saying that E! Is the outlet, because I don't know who the outlet is. But NBC has threatened at least one major news agency after they posted these deleted tweets. Now, here's the deal. These tweets were from 2010. Not that that excuses Blake Shelton for being a racist pig or anything like that. But, you know, it is a little damaging to his image now.
Street cred.
And to the show. Since then, those tweets that were surfaced this last week have now been taken down off of that news agency's site. They've disappeared into thin air. Just like Jake Ballard on Scandal.
So do you think NBC has their own fixer?
I think NBC
think they
has
hired
a
their
fixer.
Own Olivia Pope?
They have an Olivia Pope. I think they do. So there you go. All right. Well, that's it for today. We will do this all over again tomorrow. Hey, but you can catch this again because you know you want to. Over on our podcast site at thewhocaresnews.com. Also on Stitcher. And you can pick us up on SoundCloud, too. And on our BossBossRadio.com website.
Pick us up, take us home.
Take us home and feed us and water us, because we always need that.
Absolutely.
See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and listen for new episodes Monday through Friday. Check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too. Van Camp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 Pacific on BossBossRadio.com. For the Who Cares News, I'm Olivia Pope.